Good evening, everybody. I'm Sandy Crevice, and I'll be mashing the buttons because I've run out of potatoes.
I'm Wilma Fingerdoo, and I'll be mostly eating sponge.
I'm Wanker, and I'll be drinking anything I find in a bottle under the sink. Oh, Demestos!
I'm your Heartless, and I found some raisin drops down near the scatting board.
I'm Norma Snuckers, and I'm cross-stitching a lovely three-course meal. While we're making a meal of things, let's get to the headlines.
News about fake news in the news.
Perturbators are once again in the pink.
Too hot, too messy, week 33 update.
Tharg, total rotter. It's official.
Atris is in a cheery mood this week.
And the BDS news is, well, not entirely dreadful.
First this evening, we bring you news. News about fake news. Or maybe it's real. In recent weeks, Galnet has been feeding an article purporting to be from Aegis that we are indeed getting the war all wrong. Instead of bringing the Haxwing to combat zones with big size 12 boots on and issuing a thorough kicking to Tharg the Mighty's mighty minions and his little ones, they've suggested a preventative approach. The kind of approach that would stop Thargoids actually turning up in the first place. In essence, they've suggested that the new Orthrus variant Thargoid can be persuaded not to tell all his, or her, or their buddies that the target system is a juicy one. Through percussive means. The Pilots Federation lists these systems as alert systems, and have suggested that floating around in supercruise, you might just be able to find an Orthrus, drop in, get its attention with a well-placed shot or two, dodge the shutdown field and the enormous caustic fart it lets out, lower the uber-powered shield and deliver a coup de grace in time to prevent it escaping. And that might just be the best way to stop more arriving. Oh, and they've got shooty friends and they scream for help. A lot. Anyway, if you can do all of that, then Aegis, or is it Aegis, believe humanity will be saved. If you do a lot of it. However, it appears that Aegis, or is it Aegis, might well have been infiltrated by Thargoid agents, as studies indicate the only thing worse than doing that is nothing. It turns out that getting your Thargoid probinator out and carving yourself some tissue samples is eminently more successful and doesn't require a custom ship and Kevlar underpants, plus the peg on your nose. Are Aegis confused, or is it Aegis? They're attempting to get us to bark up the wrong bark mound? Are they giving us stuff to do that actually prevents pilots doing the other thing? The Galactic Forums would have you believe, after extensive scientific study, that it's a load of tosh. And for once, we believe them. Oh, didn't we mention, if you do what Aegis says, or is it Aegis, you'll be eroding your Guardian enhanced weapons in no time, causing you to spend loads of cash on repairs, or swap them for expensive AX enhanced weapons. Don't Aegis have shares in those manufacturers?
The Federal Association of Painters and Sculptors, or FAPS, have heralded the news this week that Federal warmongering despot Hudson has been prevented from seeking another term in office. With elections on the horizon, they were concerned that their plans to replace the little pictures in every ship with shiny new ones of a new president were being chucked in the bin as totalitarian nutjob Hudson was going the full dictator and declaring himself president for life. Whilst in the Empire, that would be a challenge and the definition of for life would be variable depending on how quickly someone could sneak up behind him with a sharp implement or slip something into his coffee, it was felt that in this case, drastic measures were the only way to ensure that we all had a new portrait to look at later in the year. Whether that came with new gadgets and widgets for people who love to dabble in a bit of power play, nobody knows. But for now, it appears that Hudson's going to be hanging up his jackboots come next election time and handing over to someone else. Various candidates have announced their candidacy already, and we haven't assessed their merits, but can be sure that incisive outlets, including the Galnet News Digest, will be dragging whatever skeletons they can out of the closet for each and every one of them, and attempting to get their hands on any salacious details about their past, or their tax returns, or whether they attended lockdown parties and fibbed about it.
After 33 weeks, Too Hot, Too Messy, the Hutton-led initiative to deliver a Hutton mug and Megagin to all the stations in the galaxy has reached over 63,000 deliveries. Last week was up on the previous 2 weeks, and average deliveries have remained above 1,700, which is good. No, really it is. One new commander joined the effort this week, increasing the total number to deliver even just one mug, yes, 17 of you, to 284 participants, who represent 93 squadrons. Hutton has the largest contingent with 77 pilots who have delivered over 30,000 mugs and gin, which incidentally is less than half the total, so thanks go to all the other squadrons taking part. The Buckyball Racing Club are established in second place with over 3,500 muggings, leaving the Winged Hussars in third with almost 2,800. The Paladins are in fourth, the Burpit are in fifth, and the Undead are sixth, concluding the squadrons that have collectively delivered more than 1,000 Hutton mugs and Centauri Megagin. He who shouldn't be named too often is still leading the deliveries table with over 8,000 mugs delivered. Some say that he's delivered 1 in 8 of all mugs. Waller 81 is second with 7,200 delivers, ahead of Nem in third with over 4,400. Shay Blackwood, yes, we see you in the chat there, is firmly established in fourth place with over 3,400, ahead of Infinite Dreamer in fifth with over 2,300. At last, Talking Mouse has spun the wheel to add the 8 monks they needed to break the 1,000 barrier to make them the 10th member of the 1,000 Club. Of course, we know all this because it's tracked by the Marvel Addies the Hutton Helper and updated live on the Too Hot, Too Messy event page at hot.forthemug.com/hotmess2. Also, the Helper is now fully updated and supports both full Tharg and Tharg-like versions of the game, so however you play, your Hutton Rares contribution will be recognised automatically. Apart from the mere glory alone, there is an additional incentive in the form of a chance to win a real Hutton mug. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs and gin in the coming week will be entered into next week's draw to win a real Hutton mug. And you in the chat, keep tuning in. Unless, of course, you already have one, in which case you'll already have been immunised against mods. 31 lucky commanders have accomplished this so far, and you can see a little golden mug next to their name in the top commanders table. Last week's winner was DTK7C2, and that's no relation of R2-D2 as far as we know, so keep listening for this week's winner to be announced in the banter bit after the news. Yes, you in the chat, keep listening. If you have delivered 10 mugs and gin in a week, in every week since the start 6 months ago, you'd have racked up 330 deliveries next to your commander name, and only 39 commanders have. If you haven't, why not give it a try? In order to join in the fun, you'll need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hot.forthemug.com/download, and then your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Antares' quasi-sentient, eco-friendly Nexus 6 bionic hamsters.
There was disappointment this week as the Pilots Federation declared that their much-heralded bunch of new stuff for pilots had been subject to delays as a result of scurrilous action by Tharg the Mighty and his both mighty and mini minions. Members of the Pilots Federation were eagerly looking forward to stuff without even knowing what it was. Was it the ability to land on then in water worlds? Was it gas giant scooping or a wholesome agreement to do something new with power play, as the two guys and a hamster who actually give a hoot about it were rather bored with it now? Or was it engineering? Or maybe a new ship? Whatever the case, the inability of humanity to fight off the eight-sided green gas-guffing gnarly aliens appears to have put the mockers and the blockers on us getting new things. There is a little hope, as they're expecting that by May this year they'll have some idea as to how we are going to stop the lightning chucking little thucker launching meanies and dig deeper into the maelstrom, though whether these are cast Unigantian promises, pledges or just aspirations remains to be seen. In the meantime, we have to make do with the daring and daring do of Haxwing and the seemingly very confusing hunt for R2-D2 that has everyone very excited at the moment. For what it's worth, all we know at this stage is that CO, also known by the moniker D2, has A. gone missing, B. sent out a cry for help that included static, C. has hung around some smashed ships, or smashed them, or been on them when they were smashed, and D. That's it. No further news yet. So if you have an idea where to find R2 or D2, or know what pawn to D3 means, or castling, then get in touch with Hanky. However, if you've spotted a mysterious person who can talk to Thargoids and has done a runner, then please let us know, as we'd quite like stuff a little sooner. On that note, time for some Haxwing.
Good evening, truckers! Atrus 5060 reporting in with the latest updates on the Thargoid War! Humanity has kicked off a lot of Thargoid battle this week, and we need to celebrate. Haxwing is hard at work this past week alongside the Mode Alliance to win over Col 285 Sector AF-EB13-5 and Aslete. Quick victories here gave us a good head start in Hezur, which is where we will be starting off next week. This week. Additional targets will be decided after its competition, so keep an eye out for those updates, truckers. But to get back to our headline, what a week it's been for the AX community. 23 systems cleared of Thargoids, and including the two that we defended in Kokucho, brings it up to 25. Victories were achieved in B. Zora, Gliese 3050, Hang, Gamo, Yamahi, Cabrasi, Isla, Hip 20492, Col 285 Sector, Win-Z, B14-6, Heidi Sector IM-LB8-5, Heidi Sexter LN-KB8-13, Ibisu Bormanunus, Keats Weberke, Jao, Hip 2422, Wolf 121, Minowara, Kaotsu, Hip 19757, Munchheim, and Hip 29596. This has been the most productive week we've seen since the war started, and definitely a sign that we may have found an effective strategy in containing the Thargoids. Part of this strategy has been the emphasis of collecting Thargoid tissue samples with research limpets and selling them to the rescue ships for systems in a state of the Thargoid alert, which seems to thwart the Thargoids' invasion plans. Additional research is being done to see what else we can do to bolster the defense efforts needed to keep Tharg from getting another win. Haxwing, focus on Hezur to let Tharg know we're not leaving till the job is done. See you on the front lines, truckers! Full mug!
After a few weeks of moderate activity, it's been dull as ditch water in Hutton Space this week. Five systems are getting themselves noticed for being, well, a bit crap, and you know where has taken up its rightful place. Avik is back in the news, but not for the reason you think. And oh, in other news, a man's hat blew off in a moderate breeze. More on those stories coming up. Reassuringly, the low system on the poll this week is Barnard Star, where every single faction apart from Hutney's either bust, in drought, in an election, or in a combination of these. Take your pick. That election is locking up a third of the influence, but it should be over in a day or two, so pop over to Barnard Star at the weekend to lift Hutton from its current low of 30%. In the news, but not for the usual reason, is Avik on 34%. Sirius are only a point behind, unless we want to star in yet another chapter of the Forever War, boost Hutton's fortunes in this tiniest of systems. Next up is Hutton's most recent conquest, 36 off Yugi, on 37%. A war is pending between 3rd and 4th, which will tie up a quarter of the system influence for the next few days. A point higher on 38 is Epsilon Indy, where slow but steady progress is being made to lift the system. A war that started yesterday is tying up a fifth of system influence. A point higher still, and finally lifting itself out of the doldrums, is Ross 671 on 39. An election has just started between the second and third place factions, locking up a third of the system influence for the next few days. Hutton expanded into Groombridge 34 last week, but it is home to the equestrian naval fleet, where they play water polo or something. How come the horses don't drown? I don't know. Anyway, there's another player faction there also, so Alvin isn't that bothered whether we stay or leave. At the overachieving end of the Hutton Systems table, we have only three systems above 60%, so the priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, boost Barnard Star and Avik.